I got a great deal of my power back.
And Alan, that event and how you describe it, it was very well articulated, would also be freeing two parts of yourself that were, let's say, grieving or over-attached along the lines of time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, your victories here in this lifetime, in this particular time of massively accelerated energy, they are designed to squeeze you and to have you use higher consciousness and to master feelings and to find the solution, to heal, to find the goodness, to find freedom again. When you do that, that ripples out everywhere. It's a gift that you give to other versions of yourself in time that we're stuck, that we're stuck on something. So congratulations right there. Good work. Simon, yes?
Well, in relation to what you just was talking about, I'm thinking that you were kind of struggling with an emotional situation with that person. That person passed away, and you're not feeling that emotion anymore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you actually worked it out. You feel relieved, but maybe the emotion is not completely healed because you maybe felt you were struggling in a situation. It felt like tense or whatever, you know. I don't know. I'm just wondering because what I wanted to share with you guys tonight was about the importance of really understanding where the emotions are from and to keep a healthy emotional body, or however you can say that.
Now remember, Simon, that everyone can have a different experience, all right? So Alan's speaking of his own
yeah.
sense of liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else may not feel that at all. And that is what makes humanity and events so multidimensional, is there's one event, everyone sharing it, and yet every person's got a completely different perspective on that particular event, including the person who has passed over or who is at the center of the issue. And emotionality covers a wide range of expression. And there are people, all of you have come onto the planet at different times, in different genders, in different time zones. Ooh, a little bit of a sneeze there. And you may have, let's say, have had goals where, all right, this is the range of emotionality that I'm available for. Sometimes people come in and they are extremely sexually liberated. And at other times, their sexual expression is about 2 centimeters on the scale of 3 feet or something. So we use the term sexuality because there's a lot of emotionality that can happen around sexuality. Scorpio rules life, birth, life, death, sexuality. So there is an extreme range and depth to emotional availability. And sometimes when you open that window to high emotionality, it can be overwhelming and you want to slam it shut. And maybe that's all you have set on your agenda to be available for in this lifetime. Emotionality is frightening to spirits. Do you understand this? It is frightening to many, let's say, forms of life and culture. Yes, granted, emotionality is what makes humanity completely unique. It is the richness and ripeness of emotions that draw you here to Earth. It is the richness and ripeness of emotions that send you fleeing from this place because the emotions are too intense. They are double-edged swords. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have them. Mm-hmm. Ain't too much. Something like that. What else, Simon? Well, give us a comment.
That's it for now. I see that, like you were saying, that the heart is really a resource, as I see emotions are actually resources to grow up.
Emotions teach you. Emotions always lead you to beliefs, because it's your follow your feelings, and your feelings will be tacked onto beliefs, just like you have memories tacked onto music. And it's the beliefs that, let's say, that run your world. And as we mentioned earlier, the remarkable thing about humankind and all forms of consciousness is that they can turn around very quickly, completely change direction. Who else has a question or comment? We have a few moments and then we'll go for recess.
This is Roger.
Yes, Raj?
I can tell a short story and you can comment on that. I was going to go to a meeting in Durham. It's the Paranormal Experience Group. And, you know, we're always looking to see what's happening that's unusual. We have a group that gets together and discusses all of that. So I'm...
You must bring them some pretty good tales.
Well, I'm running up toward Durham, and I needed to go to a shop to buy something, so I'm late and scurrying around trying to get there at 7 o'clock on time. And I walk in, and the group is... sitting around the table, each person is introducing themselves, and I sit down and looked at the clock, and it was 6 o'clock. And I knew it was 7 o'clock. And so I was sitting there a moment and wondering, did time slip? Is it really 6 o'clock? And I thought it was 7. So for until my time came around, then when my time got there, I asked the group, is this the PEG group? And they said yes, and then I explained that, you know, is it really 6 o'clock? And they told me the clock was wrong. But from the time that I walked in until I discovered that the clock was in there.
You were having a paranormal event.
I was actually trying to figure out which end was up, and was this really a time-slipping experience, and what is it like? It brought everything right to the present moment.
It's interesting how just slipping out of normal, so to speak, or the rut, can completely change everything. Because what you keep holding up is what's familiar to you. As soon as you let it go, there's multiple worlds out there. Roger, next time you go to that paranormal meeting in Durham, because there's probably some highfalutin Duke people that show up now and again checking these out, do them a favor and wear that green wig.
This particular bridge doesn't work because there aren't any of those highfalutin people going to it. It's very good group because it's just experiences.
Regular folk, all right.
Yeah, they have great stories of what they've experienced.
Well, that's good news, but nonetheless, spring that wig on them.